Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. There are 17 verses, and Dr. Elliott, pastor of Regency Christian Center in Parker, Colorado, our guest reader, will read 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
2 Corinthians chapter 2. For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you. For if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did, so that when I came, I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice. For I felt sure of all of you, that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. Now, if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but to some measure, not to put too severely to all of you. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough. So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excess sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him. For this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was open for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us to triumph in our procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance of death to death, and to the other, a fragrance of life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ.
In 1994, on 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, "Criticism comes from love, not to make people sorrowful. We want to make people happy, but sometimes we need to say the tough things. We then need to be forgiving. Am I an aroma, a sweet fragrance?" And then I finished with, "Who is adequate for these things?" 10 years later, in 2004, I read 2 Corinthians 1 through 4 all in the same day, and I didn't write any notes on this chapter. In 2015, on this day, I wrote in my journal, "Over the Pacific." So I was flying that day when I read, when it probably crossed the date line, so I didn't know which day it was, the day before or the day after. But anyway, I read on the plane on my way to Australia for a Gideon assignment. And I read 2 Corinthians chapters 2 and 3 together on that day. Related to chapter 2, I wrote, "Express abundant love. We must be careful not to be outwitted by Satan. We are not ignorant of his ways. We face him in ministry, but we must not succumb to his ways." Then I wrote, "We smell, Christians smell, an aroma to those interested in being saved, a stench of death to those who won't listen." Have you ever caused someone pain? Have you been the cause of their pain? In chapter 2 here, Paul takes the blame for causing the Corinthian church the pain that he's heard about. An important point here is that whether Paul is guilty or not of actually causing the pain, he takes the blame. That may be the case in a relationship that you are facing right now. Whether it's your fault or not, do you need to take the blame for causing the pain? I can remember a few instances in my life when this was certainly the case. Relationships sometimes get strained between parents and children, sometimes between bosses and employees, and sometimes between, again, parents and children. The first instance I'm talking about is when I was the child and had a strained relationship with my mother. The second instance is when I worked for a Christian company and ended up having a strained relationship with the boss. And the third is my own relationship as a parent with one of my children. In each instance, there was plenty of blame to go around. But in each instance, the Lord eventually led me to seek forgiveness from each of them. In one instance, it took a drive from Denver to Colorado Springs to go and face the person and just ask for forgiveness. In the other two instances, it was actually to write a letter seeking their forgiveness. And in each case, I was forgiven. And in each case, you would have hoped that they would have also asked for forgiveness. But that doesn't always happen. It did happen in one instance, and it was very, very refreshing. Paul says it this way in verse 4, "For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you." So maybe this podcast has brought to mind a restrained relationship that you may be in right now. I can't tell you what to do. I can only share how the Word of God touches my life and how I try to respond from time to time and then try to obey what I believe I'm hearing from the Word and from the Lord. And that's why we read the Scriptures, right? It's not just for knowledge's sake. It's to impact how we live our lives. So again, maybe this recording, this Ad Bible podcast, has caused you to think about a strained relationship. I don't know what God will lead you to do. But again, He led me in one instance to take a 60-mile drive and sit with that person and ask for forgiveness, and in the other two instances to write a note. Maybe He'll lead you to do something similar. And as He does, though it may be difficult, I encourage you to follow His lead. Because remember, I wrote in my journal in one of those passages I shared, as Christians, we smell. Verse 15 said, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one a fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life." Will you be a sweet aroma to the one you're in a strained relationship with? Will you go the extra Christian mile? Will you turn the other cheek to be able to remedy that strained relationship? Can we do it in our own strength? Probably not. Let's continue with how Paul finishes this chapter. He wrote, "Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, like so many, peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ." You may feel insufficient to remedy the situation. We all do. But as Christians of sincerity, commissioned by God, we speak in Christ. As Paul did, and in a way as I did, may you go and do likewise. Father, we come before you. We pray, Lord, that if we have caused pain in someone else's life, that you would remind us of that today, that you would bring to mind any strained relationships that we may have. And Lord, regardless of whose fault it is, may we be the ones to go and try to remedy the situation. First, Lord, will you put the desire in our heart to do so? Secondly, will you put the words in our mouth or in our pens or in our keyboards to type or write exactly what you want us to say? May we be sincere Christians who desire to speak as you would speak to those that we have caused pain or have some affliction with. And thirdly, Lord, would you go before us to those people, and as we go to them, would you have us well received? May they hear the sincerity of our hearts and receive our request for forgiveness. And then lastly, Lord, though we sort of expect a return, please forgive me too, we may not get that. Please, Lord, help us to get through that in a patient, enduring way so that we don't get more hurt because we went and asked forgiveness and they didn't. As Christians, as representatives of you, help us as we go try to remedy strained relationships. Go with us, go before us. In Jesus' name, amen.